An Albuquerque gun shop was bustling with people eager to sell and buy guns Tuesday afternoon. President Obama had just explained his new gun initiatives to the nation that morning. We're not sure if the president's address caused the rush, but shoppers were divided about how effective the new rules will be at preventing gun violence. At Ron Peterson's Firearms on Central Avenue, just east of Nob Hill, midday customers are inspecting a variety of modern and antique guns and accessories. Allie and Will Wilbur peruse firearms displayed under the store's long glass counters.
Do you mind if I chat real quick?
You know more about this.
I don't know nothing. Yeah, go ahead, ask a question.
Earlier, President Obama explained his new gun initiatives, including tightening requirements for gun show and internet gun dealers to be licensed, proposing to hike funding and staffing of the nation's background check system, pushing for smart gun technology with things like fingerprint password locks, and calling for a $500 million increase in mental health care funding. I asked the Wilbers whether they think putting more money into mental health would help keep people who shouldn't have guns from getting them. And Will Wilbur says it might.
The possibility of it preventing more gun violence is greater if you're including mental stability.
But Allie Wilbur says more funds treating mental illness won't stop some people from getting assault weapons if they want them.
I believe that if a person's going to do something, they're going to get the means of something destructive.
The Obama administration notes in their fact sheet, recent shootings point to a crisis in our mental health system. But people that have mental illnesses are more likely to become victims of gun violence. On the other side of the store, I talk with Gavin Greff, who's on his lunch break.
I'm a registered libertarian, so I believe there should be less restrictions for what people do. It should just be looked at more carefully.
Rules that keep people with mental illnesses from getting guns should only impact those folks, Greff says.
But I don't believe because of someone with mental health and that is a danger to other people, that people should put restrictions on someone who is, you know, mentally sound.
The president's initiatives are also intended to shore up the nation's background check system, including the distribution of data on people who are deemed mentally incompetent. C.B. Montoya is over by the antique rifles.
So these background checks, I think, are important. There's some of these gun shows and whatnot, they don't have that background checks on people. You know, people can go in and just buy whatever they want, and people that shouldn't even have a gun.
But Montoya says he's a staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights.
People need their guns, and if people want to have their guns, they should have them. That's the way I feel about it.
The $4 million to beef up the background check system and the $500 million in mental health care funding would have to be approved by Congress. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.